This is Akashwani, the news read by Nithya Franco. Prime Minister Narendra Modi made a strong pitch for a world order that is multipolar and inclusive, making an intervention during the first session in the BRICS summit that began in Rio de Janeiro in Brazil. The Prime Minister stressed that this has to start with a comprehensive reforms in world institutions. He said such measures should not merely be symbolic, but their real impacts should be visible. He advocated for change in governance structures, voting rights and leadership positions. He also urged for higher priority for the Global South in policy making. Making his views clear, the Prime Minister noted that the Global South often faces double standards about development, distribution of resources and security-related matters. He further said that the interests of the Global South are not given due importance. He sought proper representation in global institutions by saying that many countries with a key role in the global economy are yet to be given a seat at the decision-making table. BRICS comprises Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa. Over the years, the grouping has expanded to include Iran, Egypt, and the UAE. The two-day summit, which is witnessing the participation of several world leaders, began last evening. During the two-day summit, discussions are likely to take place on several issues, including global governance reforms, climate change challenges, and artificial intelligence, among others. Prime Minister Modi is also likely to hold bilateral meetings with world leaders on the sidelines of the summit. Prime Minister Modi reached the Brazilian city of Rio de Janeiro yesterday on the fourth leg of his five-nation tour. In a significant move, the leaders' declaration at the ongoing BRICS summit in Rio de Janeiro in Brazil has condemned in the strongest terms of the terrorist attack in Jammu and Kashmir on the 22nd of April, which killed 26 people. The BRICS leaders have reaffirmed that their commitment to combat terrorism in all its forms and manifestations, including the cross-border movement of terrorists, terrorism financing and safe havens. The declaration has issued condemnation against any acts of terrorism as criminal and unjustifiable, regardless of their motivation, whenever, wherever, and by whomsoever committed. It also has emphasized on the primary responsibilities of states in combating terrorism. The declaration has given a call for an expeditious finalization and adoption of the Comprehensive Convention on International Terrorism in the UN framework. It has also advocated concerted actions against all UN-designated terrorists and terrorist entities. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh is scheduled to inaugurate the Controllers Conference 2025 in New Delhi today. The three-day conference is being hosted by the Defence Accounts Department, DAD. The Ministry of Defence in a statement said that the event will feature eight high-level business sessions covering areas such as budget and accounts reform, internal audit restructuring, collaborative research, pricing innovation and capacity building. It added that these sessions will explore the evolving role of integrated financial advisors in balancing fiscal prudence with strategic support for a competitive and self-reliant defense industry. India registered a historic 336-run victory over host England in the second cricket test of the Anderson Tendulkar Trophy at Edgbaston, Birmingham, levelling the series 1-1. This victory marked India's first ever test win at the venue, breaking a 58-year winless streak at the ground. In boxing, two-time youth world champion Sakshi Chaudhary clinched India's first gold medal in the women's 54 kg category at the second World Boxing Cup in Kazakhstan's Astana yesterday. And that's the end of this news bulletin.